POCO C31 key specifications confirmed ahead of India launch to feature MediaTek Helio G35 processor. iPhone 13 Pro attains 4th position in DxOMark camera review. iPhone 13 mini matches iPhone 12 Pro Max score. Amazon Astro robot with rotating screen mounted on wheels. Alexa support launched. Xiaomi TWS 3 Pro earphones with active noise cancellation launched. Xbox Series X, Series S now support Dolby Vision gaming for full spectrum visuals. Social media firms must do more to stop advertising dodgy financial promotions, says UK watchdog. POCO C31 is gearing up for launch on Thursday, September 30. Just ahead of the launch, the company has teased the key specifications of the smartphone. The RAM size and processor on POCO C31 have been confirmed on a landing page on the company's India website. POCO C31 will be available to purchase via Flipkart and is expected to go on sale during the Big Billion Days Sale 2021 that starts on October 3. The new POCO smartphone is likely to be an updated model of the POCO C3 smartphone that was launched in India last year. iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Mini have received their DxOMark rankings, with the former taking the 4th spot overall. iPhone 13 Mini has the same score as iPhone 12 Pro Max and is tied at the 10th rank overall with last year's most premium flagship from Apple. iPhone 13 Mini also bags the top spot in the premium rankings by DxOMark, with iPhone 13 Pro Max again getting the 4th spot in the ultra premium rankings. The top spot overall is held by Huawei P50 Pro. According to the rankings, iPhone 13 Pro has scored an impressive 137 points in the main camera and 99 points in the selfie camera reviews, while iPhone 13 Mini scored 130 points in the main camera and 99 points in the selfie camera reviews. Amazon on Tuesday announced a household canine-like robot called Astro and a deal with Walt Disney to imbue its voice-controlled tech in resort hotels, striving to make its virtual aid Alexa a bigger part of consumers' lives. The home robot is designed to take up tasks such as home monitoring, setting up routines and reminders, and can play music and TV shows while rolling around the house. The device, which has digital eyes on a rotating screen mounted on wheels, is available at an introductory invite-only price of $999.99, roughly ₹74,190, and a regular price of $1,449.99, roughly ₹1.07 lakhs. Xiaomi TWS 3 Pro earphones have been launched in China. The new true wireless stereo earbuds that support adaptive active noise cancellation are unveiled alongside Xiaomi CV smartphone and the Xiaomi Watch Color 2 smartwatch on September 27. The earbuds look similar to Apple AirPods Pro and come with IP55 rated dust and water resistance. Xiaomi TWS 3 Pro succeed the Xiaomi TWS earphones 2 that were launched last year. Xiaomi TWS 3 Pro will retail for 699 Chinese yuan, roughly ₹8,000 in China. The earphones come in black, green and white color options. Availability details of the earbuds in the global market are yet to be announced. Xbox Series X and Series S now support Dolby Vision that promises to deliver an enhanced experience to gamers around the world. Dolby Vision enhancement for the latest Xbox gaming consoles was first revealed by Microsoft last year, alongside Dolby Atmos support for gaming. The update is claimed to provide full spectrum visuals along with vivid colors on in-game elements such as lush rainforest and neon futuristic cities. With the latest update, Xbox Series X and Series S have become the first gaming consoles to support gaming in Dolby Vision. Social media firms must do more to stop advertising dodgy financial promotions that fuel a surge in fraud or face action, Britain's Financial Conduct Authority said on Tuesday. The FCA's head of enforcement, Mark Stewart, told the watchdog's annual meeting, "We are putting them on notice that we expect them to be involved in this process of protecting the community." He gave no specific examples of what he described as the adverts feeding social media with dodgy financial promotions, but financial fraud has rocketed, especially during the coronavirus pandemic, as more consumers shop online and try digital banking and investing.